The Recreation Arts and Parks Subcommittee submitted its recommendations to the Summit County Council, totaling more than $1.1 million in recreation projects throughout the county. County Council member Roger Armstrong says it's a good variety of projects.
The program is robust, and it was nice because they were able to make grants throughout the county, and they sort of divided them up on the basis of population. So Hennifer got a grant for they call a pocket park, where they'll have their small museum and picnic tables, and just it'll be a place where people can get to know about some of the historical events that happened in that community. North Summit School District got some funds to improve their football and track facility. Oakley got some funds to sort of complete the interior of their rodeo building. Keola got some playground improvement funds. Francis for some irrigation and trees. The Aquatic Center at South Summit got some money for upgrades. Park City got some money for the golf course, I think for fitness equipment for the Mark and for electric vehicles for the golf course, and the school district got some money for upgrades to the Eckert Pool. So I think it was good. There was a rather large grant for the underpass on Highway 40, which is something that we've been talking about for a long time.
The council will make a final approval at its meeting next week. The council Wednesday also approved the request to expand the Tanger Outlet Mall. In exchange, the developer will provide some $900,000 to the Peace House to build transitional housing. The developer, says Armstrong, really wanted the Peace House to be the beneficiary of the funding, but he says that the council will have to consider the ramifications of allowing that.
Dave Ewer had some concerns that we may not want to get into a position where developers are making deals with organizations where funds are allocated to a certain organization, and then it comes before the council and really pressures the council in terms of where those monies go. And it takes away some of the flexibility for the council to be able to make those decisions. Under the 2012 code, the council has some discretion to guide the county manager as to where those kinds of workforce funds should be allocated.
While the council favors supporting the Peace House, he says they're not sure the arrangement will work in the long run unless the Peace House is ready to build soon.
It gets a little bit complicated because the funds can only be used for transitional housing. So if Peace House were to acquire a new piece of property and wanted to build a new shelter there, that shelter has an administrative component, and those workforce housing funds, the transitional housing funds, can't be used for that. It can't be used for shelter. It can't be used for anything other than the transitional housing component of that. So it winds up being a little bit complicated in terms of where they are, whether they've identified a property that they want, and whether they've got other funds ready to move forward, because obviously we wouldn't want to encumber funds that could be used for other workforce housing or other transitional housing if Peace House weren't ready to move immediately on that and use them. So if they're 2 or 3 years out, I'm not sure that this can work.
That's Summit County Council member Roger Armstrong. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.